when I was getting ready for our conversation today, one of the sentences in something that you wrote really jumped off the page for me that I think relates to what you were just discussing. This is what you wrote. To ensure equity of transport systems, policies and regulatory actions should start by considering people and their needs rather than technologies and their potential benefits. That really seemed like a very concise summary. As we continue our conversation, how do you think that we've done with that? And what do you think we've learned specific to what I just read?
So that's actually a great summary, really. And the issue that we have been facing in our transportation ecosystem, this especially happened when we started to prioritize highways. We put the vehicles or the technology at the center, at the heart of everything. Right. While it should have been the other way. The people should have been at the center, and the technology and the vehicles and the roadways should be serving the people or the cities or the communities. So I can't say that we are doing very well all the times, but I think we are really learning from our mistakes.
I was wondering, are we doing better?
We have a lot to do. I think we are doing much better, especially recently with more focus on putting equity at the top of many things that we do and making sure that people are really served and really emphasizing the importance of our streets and the connection of our streets, emphasizing the cohesion of communities. Communities really have been fragmented. The neighborhoods have been fragmented substantially when everything was about cars and about vehicles. I'm not telling this was intentional. This is most of the times was an unintended consequences. But right now, we do really have an opportunity to start over because of this new technological development that we are going through and do much better. But this will require, as you mentioned, putting the people at the center, at the heart of everything.